T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I enjoy meeting new people. People were so nice last night. And I warned Alonzo. I said, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. I've been really kind of harsh about VMI, and I just don't know who's going to be. And VCU, and we're in the heart of VCU. I was like, you know, if anybody has something to say, you know, you can just keep on walking. I'll deal with it. And he's like, what the heck are they going to say? I mean, he was like, you know, tell them that we're here to the theater and to get out of your face. But I hand out these cards because people were so nice. I was like, oh, hey, well, hey, stay in touch. Let me know what's going on if you hear any news that I should know. But the downside to that is every crazy person also keeps the number. And it's just weird when they reach out and what they reach out about. You know, most crazy people are nice, too. It's just they're odd. But occasionally you get one who turns on you. They didn't like, you know, they've listened to you for 5 years and they didn't like one thing you said. And man, they are upset. So I don't know whether our next topic is going to be in that category or not, because it's a little, I mean, I get a little contentious about this. Where was the first Thanksgiving in America? Well, you know, the Yankees, I try not to use that term because there's so many Yankees who live here now, and it harkens back to the Civil War, which I don't think is helpful for me to go agitate things here. But anyway, the Yankees did a really good job of telling everybody that the first Thanksgiving was in Plymouth in Massachusetts. I mean, I've been up there. I've seen The Rock, you know, under the big canopy there that's all locked up, and it's a very wonderful story. But the truth is, the first Thanksgiving was here in Virginia. And, you know, it's kind of a point of pride for a lot of us who grew up here in Virginia. Graham Goodleaf is the head of the First Thanksgiving Festival, which acknowledges and commemorates and celebrates this claim to fame that Virginia has. And Graham is with us this morning. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving, Graham.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Walk me through the history here, the factual history here, so that we can be armed with the details when somebody makes the mistake inevitably tomorrow about where the first Thanksgiving was held.
Sure. Back in 1618, a group of four men met in London, England. They had been given 8,000 acres of land, which is now Berkeley Plantation on the James River. And they had been given 8,000 acres of land by King James I. They put together a group of people to come across the ocean. It took them 2.5 months to come across the ocean. And they chose Captain John Woodleaf to be the leader of that expedition.
You're a relative? Woodleaf.
Yes, I am. Sure. And so in 1619, they left on September the 15th, left England, headed across the ocean, had a really rough time getting across because of storms and a number of other factors. Mm-hmm. But they landed at Berkeley 100 at the time, which is now Berkeley Plantation, on December the 4th, 1619. And they had been given a proclamation from the four gentlemen in England to do certain things once they landed. The very first thing was to give a prayer of thanksgiving, and to do it perpetually and annually from that point on. That really, the first Thanksgiving was not a meal. It was a prayer giving them safe voyage across the ocean. And so that happened on December the 4th, 1619. They gave a prayer to Almighty God to give them safe voyage and thank them for safe voyage. And they said they would do that from now on an annual basis and perpetually give thanks to our God for Thanksgiving. So that they did. And it was a year and 17 days before the pilgrims landed in Massachusetts, and almost 2 years before they had their harvest feast with their Native American friends. Well, it's been recognized by John F. Kennedy and George Bush and several other presidents, and as well as assemblymen and so forth.
Yeah, the timeline doesn't lie. There, yeah, it's been odd to me, and I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're talking about your relative, it's personal for you, but it's been odd to me over the last few years how many people have turned this into a negative. You know, I mentioned the other day that one Facebook group, it's pretty significant. It's got, I think, 16, 20,000 followers that relates to food in Richmond, said that they wouldn't tolerate any Thanksgiving posts, you know, about dinner recipes or decorations, because Thanksgiving was all about celebrating the destruction of the indigenous people. And I don't, that seems like a really negative spin on things and not a factually accurate spin on things. How have you responded to this new hostility?
Well, Thanksgiving? Americans, Englishmen came across the ocean. The indigenous people were having Thanksgivings many years before we did. We were the first English Thanksgiving in the New World. And the Native Americans certainly had their Thanksgivings, as a number of other people did before that time. But, we all have to get along, and we certainly tried, and they as well. So I don't know that there's a problem there. I know that there were some hostilities back in those years, but we made it, and we are very good friends today. Some of my closest friends are Native Americans.
And how do you celebrate the anniversary? If I remember correctly, looking at the paper, you've already had the festival this year. Is that right?
Right. This year was the 60th festival. It's always the first Sunday in November at Berkeley Plantation. And we've been doing it for 60 years. Back in 1960, the Jameson family, who owned Berkeley Plantation, invited the Woodley family to the plantation to celebrate the historic landing that had occurred back in 1619. And that has since become the Virginia Thanksgiving Festival. We had over 2,000 people this year there, and it's a wonderful day, a wonderful afternoon, and we recreate the first Thanksgiving each year by doing that.
What if someone were to take a field trip on this long holiday weekend? Is Berkeley open this weekend? Is there anything to see or do related to Thanksgiving coming up? Or?
Everything is, Berkeley is open, and it is a wonderful time to come and just realize what could have happened. There's monuments there and so forth. And it's just a wonderful place to be, and with the James River and the land and so forth, and envision what happened back 400 years ago, actually 404 years ago.
Well, it's a remarkable history. I did take note of the essay that you wrote outlining the history that you can find on the Berkeley Plantation website, berkeleyplantation.com. And I do think it puts things in perspective for us with all of the hostility that we seem to have for each other. And I'll be blunt. I think the people who are looking to create conflict unnecessarily by relitigating everything from the past rather than studying it with curiosity, they would examine it with great condemnation. And I think that's a very different mindset than the one that's healthy for us if we want to survive. It puts it in perspective to look at 500 people coming to the New World and then most of them dying or starving over the course of the first year or two. And then you compare that to the relatively easy life that we have today. I think there's every reason to be thankful that they were willing to make that journey and sacrifice, and that we're the beneficiaries of the civilization that they brought here and that we jointly ultimately created here. I hope people will keep that in mind as they
You're exactly
head into
right.
this holiday. Graham Goodleaf, I really appreciate you coming on today, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And thank you very much. We're going to enjoy Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. That, I mean, that's a little point of contention for Virginians. Just for those of you who are new, this is one of those things that Virginia people take very seriously. First Thanksgiving was here. Okay. Just so you know, don't go walking into a fight you don't need at the Thanksgiving table this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.